Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. Don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the top 5 of 5. I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet coming your way in the top 5 as well. Don't miss that. Stepping into the studio right now is a legendary executive in the media world, Dennis Fitzsimons, who was with the Tribune Company for many, many, many years, is now with the McCormick Foundation, the Robert McCormick Foundation, and which does amazing work, by the way, Dennis. And I know that when I first got here at WGN, we were doing some tornado relief. And your organization was
incredible.
Big checks written very quickly, and that's one of the things that foundations often they sit around and they stop and well, let's think about exactly what it is, what are their needs, and can we really trust? And you guys know exactly how to apply and do it well and quickly. So we appreciate that.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, but you got something else on your mind, and I'd like you to share it with me, because quite honestly, I don't understand anything that goes on in this town anymore, or this state specifically. So, I'm paid to understand what's going on around here, and sometimes we have blurred lines. And speaking of those lines, you are part of this Independent Maps initiative, and I think that most people who are subjects of government, which is every one of us, and people who are actually involved in the voting process, don't understand exactly how it is in Illinois that we've come to the situation that we have come to politically. And it's time to, I think, unveil this, because there's a very simple mechanic, isn't there?
Well, there is. And what we're trying to do, the state legislative district maps are drawn in secret by politicians to maximize partisan advantage. And we're trying to change that through a constitutional amendment that would appoint an independent commission, a nonpartisan, diverse commission that would draw the maps in a transparent and fair manner. And to do that and to get a constitutional amendment on the ballot is not easy. And back in 1970, when the Constitution was written, a clause was inserted that suggested that 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats from the legislature would be appointed, and they were supposed to compromise on a map. And to ensure a bipartisan compromise, there was a drawing that was used as the tiebreaker, and that would be 2 names put in a hat, 1 Democrat, 1 Republican. The winner, the name that was drawn, would give power to the party that would draw the map. And that is a system that has not worked. It was designed to ensure compromise. It's done just the opposite. So every 10 years after the federal census, when the tiebreaker process comes into play, in 81, the Democrats won, and they slanted the maps. 91, the Republicans won. They slanted the maps. In 2001, Democrats won again. Again, no compromise every time. And it's led to maps that are distorted, and it's led to...
But in 2011, Democrats won as well, too, right?
Well, in 2011, the maps had been slanted so effectively that there were supermajorities for the Democrats in both houses, plus the governorship. So they were able to pass a map on their own.
Just without anybody.
And it's
literally Mike Madigan essentially writing the map, drawing the map.
Right. But it's really the process that's the issue. And we try to really make that clear, that we're not going after any one party. This is a nonpartisan or a bipartisan group. We're going after the process that has enabled the consolidation of power in the state, which is not good for voters.
And it isn't just the process. It's the end game here. I mean, if you look at the maps and you've studied them, are they all kind of out of whack? Do they look like strange formations, or do they look like, you know, kind of communities and, you know, places that are, in, you know, does it seem like it makes sense even visually when you look at it? Because we always joke in the show that there are some districts that are just so wacky that they just incorporate so many different communities that have nothing in common.
To say they are oddly shaped would be kind.
Yes.
But the real purpose is to maximize partisan advantage and to protect incumbents. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do is make the maps fair so that communities of interest, wherever possible, are kept together and people have more than one candidate to choose from. And this is the biggest issue. 60% of state legislative races in 2014, and this will be the case in 2016, November also, are uncontested.
Two-thirds.
almost two-thirds of when you go to, if you just look at this, I mean, you're only going to see it in year one polling place. You're going to see year one race. But throughout the state, two-thirds don't have an opponent.
Right.
Now, that is unbelievable to me.
Well, it is unbelievable. And when you see the problems that Illinois is dealing with now, Gallup put out a poll recently. We rank 50 out of 50 states in citizen confidence in state government.
Okay.
All right. And so when you...
If we could go lower, we would.
Well, and we were... we led the league in the wrong direction by a long way. Rhode Island was second. They were 8 points ahead of us.
Hmm.
But when you go and you have that situation with pension debt, with all the problems, this budget stalemate, and you go to the polls and there's only one candidate to vote for,
right.
it generates a lot of voter cynicism and it generates low turnout because people don't think their votes count.
Right.
When how do you impact change if you're dissatisfied with the system when you have one candidate to vote for who's ruled in this particular way? You know, even the president has spoken out about this. President Obama talked about how that these districts should be compact, they should be competitive, and they should be fair. And yet he's seeing it sort of as a national issue. But when you poll locally or in the state of Illinois, do you find that most voters, A, understand that this is going on, and B, would support more fair redistricting if they were given the choice?
Two things. Yes, a Southern Illinois University poll showed that 64% would support a change in the process. They would support independent redistricting. The second question that you had, are people aware of the process? And the answer is it's not top of mind for a lot of voters. So they don't really understand it.
Right.
And what we need to do, one of the big things we need to do, is create awareness of the issue. And why is it that there is only one candidate for 60% of districts to vote for?
And what they've done here, just to put a fine point on it, and I can say this. I don't know if, Dennis, you want to jump in the pool here, but I'm about to pee in it. So just to let you know.
So no.
Here's the reality, that they have drawn these maps in such a way that they protect incumbency. Right now, it's Democrats protecting incumbency. And they, even when it comes to the congressional map, when you look at the Illinois congressional map, these lines are so tortured that, and Adam Kinzinger is on the show all the time, mm-hmm. And is a friend. He ran originally in the 11th congressional district, which was prior in 2010, before they remapped it in 2011. And the 11th was, you know, south of Chicago, kind of just south of Shanahan, south of Joliet, and went down to sort of the northern outskirts of Bloomington. And it made some kind of sense. It was geographically significant because, again, you do want to be fair about making sure that you have like-minded people in terms of their life experience be mapped in a group, right? So
sure.
you do want too much of a mix of urban, suburban, exurban, and rural doesn't make a ton of sense. You want to have people who are rural or exurban or suburban or urban together. It doesn't mean you necessarily need to do that across all barriers, whether it's ethnic or racial or economic even, but at least, you know, like people would have similar interests, right? Because farmers
That's right.
have a very different interest than city dwellers have, right? So making that. But what they did then to Kinzinger's ward, they moved him out of the 11th, they moved him to 16. They have this little bubble down south in the Shanahan area. Then there's literally it gets on the road. It gets on the I-80 and then that meets 39 and it takes a trip up to Rockford.
Right.
And it's like,
crazy.
How is it possible that he's got, and they've, and then they put him in a district that they thought he was going to be able to not win against a long time Rockford politician. He was able to win that, but it also moved him around and away from more susceptible Democrats in the southern suburbs of Chicago. And you stop and you think, okay, this clearly is purely about politics and maintaining importance of it, maintain the import of these leaders who want to continue to have influence.
Right. And on a congressional level, this goes on all around the country. In some states, the Democrats are very skillful at it. In other states, the Republicans control it. And it's one of the reasons for polarization in Congress. What I do want to point out, though, is our amendment, limited by the state constitution, can only go after state legislative districts. We're talking about
federal.
Senate and House districts in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but we think this can make a big difference. Is it going to cure all of Illinois' ills? No, but it is a great start. And as the Chicago Tribune said, it's the biggest single reform that could come to Illinois.
But reform in Illinois has never been easy. I mean, we've seen the track record here for reform. We can see all the voters screaming, well, why is it this way? And what's going on? I mean, why does it seem like it's stacked against the people in some circumstances? But what will be the stoppers here? You get a referendum on the ballot. Are there lawsuits that will ensue? Or what? Why hasn't this happened already?
Right. So we're in we're in stage three of a four-stage campaign. The first stage was drafting the amendment, building a coalition of good government groups, minority groups, building our board of directors, which has individuals from all over the political spectrum, prominent Democrats like Bill Daley and Sheila Simon, prominent Republicans like Jim Edgar and Corrine Wood, former lieutenant governor, five leaders from the African-American community, five leaders from the Latino community. And we knew the two charges would be laid at our doorstep, one that we're a Republican front group, another that we're going to try to disadvantage minorities. Neither of those is true. So that was stage one. Stage two was gathering the signatures. We gathered more than 600,000, submitted 570,000 based on needing 290,000 valid signatures. So that's complete. The Board of Elections—
to get an amendment to
on the ballot
to the Illinois State Constitution.
That's correct.
Right, which is why the federal piece doesn't
right.
apply here.
But we wanted to have plenty of cushion because we knew the other side, the entrenched interest, was likely to challenge that. So that hurdle has been climbed. Next is challenges to the constitutionality of the amendment, which we also anticipated, and actually oral arguments in the Circuit Court of Cook County will be tomorrow. So tomorrow is a very big day for us. And Judge Diane Larson, who by all accounts is an excellent judge, will be hearing these oral arguments. And then the fourth stage is a voter education and persuasion campaign.
Right.
To let people know the importance of the issue, tell them it's all about trying to indicate or trying to produce more candidates and more choice. And that's what leading up to November will be.
All right. Well, Dennis, if people want to get involved in this, how do they do it?
Go to mapamendment.org, and you will see lots of information about the independent map amendment. You'll also see a donate button on there. And if you would like to help in this effort, we're going to have a media campaign going on starting in a couple of weeks.
And can this get on the ballot? Is this intended to get on the ballot in November?
That's correct.
All right.
Wow.
That's correct.
Well, that's very good.
Good luck
with the
effort.
I mean, listen,
it should be, right?
It should be right in front of the voters to decide whether they want to make a change in this or not. Right. And then for you to get out and lobby, you know, for your positions, I'm sure there will be some, you know, the forces of darkness will be out there lobbying for theirs. But whatever it happens to be, that seems like a very good use of our system.
Well, that's what we're trying to do is just let the voters have a voice in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dennis, thank you very much. It's mapamendment.org.
All right. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.